Hello everybody and welcome to our review for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which is basically just about some ancient artifact that was discovered, and so the new and old Ghostbusters, they kind of join forces and they gotta protect their home and the world from, I guess, a second ice age. That's basically the gist of it. This one stars all the OG Ghostbusters from those 80s movies. It's also got Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, Makena Grace, and Kumail Nanjiani does star in this one as well. Nayan, what did you think of this film?
What did I think of this film? I thought it was okay. Not good, not great, just okay. I think it wasn't as good as Afterlife. I think Afterlife was a little bit more better. But for this, for me, I think everything was just not earned, in my opinion. I went and saw it with Kyan, and he had the same thoughts as well. You know, the Paul Ark's character of basically being a stepdad, that wasn't really earned. The whole thing with the ghost and the little girl, that the payoff at the end of that wasn't really earned. It was just rushed and weird. Did you get the same feelings as well?
Oh yeah, 100%, man. Like, just, I didn't really, and there was no like payoff for it.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of spent a little, it didn't spend enough time developing that, and yet it was no payoff. I'm like, oh, that's it? Yeah, I thought it was just really odd. The stepdad side, that arc there, I felt like I had something, but there was just way too much going on in this movie that it doesn't really spend enough time on one single thing. It just decided to spend a little bit amount of time on all this other stuff.
Yeah.
What did you think of the cast?
The cast? I think Paul Rudd was probably the best part of this whole thing. Kyan had the same thoughts as well. He was able to nail the humor to perfection without it being too cringy or it overstaying. But all the other characters, the majority of the other characters, it felt really forced and cringe-like. Like, they just weren't hitting the notes. I don't know his name, the sciencey guy that got his hand frozen, he tried to do some like quips there, but it just wasn't funny. It was just like, oh, okay, next. The main little girl, I forgot the actress's name. I think she's a little girl. Well, she's definitely the one
Makena
in After
Grace.
Makena Grace, yep. I thought she was great. She's quite young as well, so that's definitely an up-and-coming actress, one to keep an eye on, and I thought she was good. She did pretty much the same that she did in Afterlife, but had a bit more of a significant role in this. Besides those two characters, I don't think anyone else was a big highlight for me. Nanjiani was funny here and there. Some of his jokes hit, some of his jokes didn't, but other than that, it was just pretty bland, really. Yeah.
I'm with you on the Kumail Nanjiani thing, because sometimes he can be annoying and sometimes he can be really quite heartfelt and just have really good comedic timing. It's always kind of a hit or miss for me. But in contrast to just all these kind of boring characters, he really stood out, and it was much more enjoyable whenever he was in any kind of scene. And yeah, I really liked him right up until that last act where they kind of and it just goes into a really bizarre direction. I couldn't really buy into it.
It was also unearned and unexplained, and it just happened because it had to.
I think almost every narrative thread in this just was unearned. As for the fact for Makena Grace and her role, I thought she was fine. I didn't really think she was great in her role or anything like that, and it's not like she had much to like work with here. It's a really bad storyline, and it gets annoying to me when, you know, you have a character who just continues to mess up and make mistakes throughout the entire movie, and then they make a mistake and they fix it, and everybody celebrates them. It's just ridiculous. It's silly.
It's like a new film trope. You know how you have your damsel in distress and stuff like that. This is a new film trope. Dumbass characters making the same mistakes.
I know. And then like, they just celebrate it afterwards. It's just kind of, it's really silly. It's not compelling, and it's not really reflective of the real world in any sense. So I didn't like that. And honestly, man, the one thing that really like bogged my mind, because in a way I had fun with this movie. For the entire runtime, I wasn't like dreading it. I wasn't overly bored or just wanting to leave or anything. I had some good fun with it, and it is fun, entertaining. But I came out of that movie, and it was only 2 hours had passed, and I was like, holy moly. Like, I thought that was like at least 2.5 hours. It dragged so much, despite me not really, you know, feeling, you know, bored or anything. Did you have the same experience? Did it feel really long for you?
Nah. No, I don't think so. I think it flew by for me. I think it was just, I wasn't really feeling bored or anything. Not that I enjoyed it. That's probably why it flew by. It's just, it just flew by, you know? Like, I think each scene it had, it didn't really overstay its welcome. There were some scenes that were stupid and, like, why were they in there?
Yeah.
I think the OG cast, I'm going back to the cast now, sorry. But I think the OG cast was just, why were they in there? Like, they didn't really serve a core purpose to the Ghostbusters, you know? Like, you had the young Ghostbusters actually going out there and fighting these ghosts, and then these old-timers are just there. Like, I think his name's Dan Aykroyd's character. It's just a pretty much thrift shop guy that podcasts, and then he's also knows a lot about history and stuff like that. Bill Murray's character just appears out of nowhere.
I was gonna say that, man. Like, he just comes out of nowhere, just knocks on the door when like all hell is breaking loose. Okay, why?
And in like the most stupid way possible, just like not being in frame, and just walking in and be like, "Hello, guys," and then smacking them all, and boom, there's booze there. It's just like, oh come on, yeah, you are more funnier than this, Bill Murray. Up your game.
Going back to that scene that you are referring to, because that's when like the third act's coming down, the villain, who took like forever to actually come and appear. And Betty, I don't even know how that villain even really comes to be and how he communicates with another ghost, another character in this movie. None of that's really explained, yet they take forever to make him come here. And then he's so incredibly underwhelming. But I mean, I will say, bro, he had a sick design. Like, he looked cool and terrifying.
It sort of gave me like the Fortnite skin sort of vibes, like way back in the OG days of like, you know the one.
Don't
the one
bring
that's
up
like
Fortnite into white. Our reviews. Don't ever use that.
We haven't played it. It's just what I've seen a picture of it.
Yeah, we've never played it ever.
Reminded me of that, and also like sort of like a Souls, Dark Souls sort of. Baddie as well had that sort of vibes, but just the way he was dealt with was just so quick. It was just like, oh, he was this big menacing presence, you know, the king of ghosts or the god of ghosts, and done, he did.
How it all works, man. I don't like it, but I'm already over this whole like I guess you could call it a trope now in film, where you get these old franchises establishing or like reinventing themselves and having new characters and carrying on the baton, if you will. And then they give them a movie or two movies, and then they have to bring in the old cast and combine them together to create one big final showing or something like that. And it's really annoying. You really have to earn that stuff. Like for Spider-Man No Way Home, people were really afraid that it would just be cameo bait, they're just doing it for the cash or whatever. But then in that movie, it genuinely earned it, and you saw the history and how it actually made it more like meaningful and stuff. Stuff like this just comes out and it expects people to just buy into it instantly, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if you're sick of this, but that's just me.
Yeah, it is a trend, definitely, and I think unfortunately the success of not only Top Gun but No Way Home as well is the reason why we've seen a lot of these things. I mean, Beetlejuice, that's the second title, by the way. I'm sure we'll touch upon that in a future podcast. But that's pretty much doing the same. It's bringing in new characters and the old characters as well, with no in between. So we're definitely seeing this, the 80s, 90s sort of films coming back into relevancy with a newer cast for sure. What did you think of the visuals?
Honestly, and it's probably a good thing, I don't even really recall, to the point where it didn't really distract me at all. Ghostbusters has always had kind of, you know, cheesy, almost outdated looking visuals for it, for the ghosts. It's kind of like their design and how they feel and look in the movie. And Ghostbusters Afterlife, and I, because visual effects is such a big theme for last year in films, like there would always be movies that had shit VFX. Ghostbusters doesn't go on that for me. I actually, it was not a distraction at all, and I think that's nothing but a good thing at this point. They didn't impress me, don't get me wrong, but they're not so bad they're distracting. Shout out to The Flash. But yeah, what do you think of them?
Cheeky dig. When I walked out of the cinema, I said to Kyan that I really liked it. It wasn't, you know, the cheap sort of Flash, you know, type of CGI. Yeah. It was actually well thought out. There was obviously some moments where it was a bit dodgy, but they also try to incorporate some practical effects, was the word I'm looking for, practical effects into it. It was most noticeable in the close-up shots of the ghosts. You guys see it, I don't know, spend your money elsewhere, Dune, but if you guys go see it, there's a ghost in the attic, and that's a perfect example of where they use that practical effect and CGI. But then I think, like with most movies nowadays, just the third act is just way too much CGI overload. I mean, there are some cool things in there with the ice and stuff like that, but
I thought the ice was good, yeah.
But then when it really came down to it, when they were inside the building, it was just too close, and there's just too many lights and things going on that it just didn't quite gel.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my overall thoughts, man, for this, I just wish they spent a little bit more time on that main cast, the main family. I've forgotten their name now, the characters. But I think they just need a little bit more time to develop them, develop their story, and establish them more as Ghostbusters before bringing in the old ones and merging them all together. And I think it has really hindered this franchise, and I think this franchise, I don't really know where it can go from here, and I don't think it really needs to go anywhere. I think they've kind of done what they can with this franchise. Despite that, and saying that though, I did have fun with it. So if people watching, if you are a fan of Ghostbusters, then I actually recommend you to see it. But if you want to go to the movies and you're not a fan of Ghostbusters, then I probably wouldn't put this on your recommendation list. There are other things that you can see right now that are probably a little bit more worth your time. Kung Fu Panda 4, better choice in my opinion, and Dune Part 2, as well, of course. But yeah, Nan, what are your overall thoughts to cap things off here for this review?
Overall thoughts is pretty much as my starting points. It was an okay movie. It's not good, it's not great. You summed it up literally just before, you know, like, if you're a fan, go see it. If you're not, go see Dune. But yeah, I think this franchise, and unfortunately, I think we're probably going to get another one.
Of course, yeah.
I think it will probably come soon. To be fair, I didn't even realise this film was a thing until the first trailer came out in one of those screenings we saw last year, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Nothing was heard about it, and it just popped up, and I was like, why? The first one was like average as. And when I say first one, I don't mean like the OOG, I mean like the first one with Paul Rudd in it, so don't at me at the comments, thanks. But
the first one is average though, the one in the 80s. I'll say it. I don't care.
You can add him.
Me. Yeah. Because it's just perfectly fine. It's just so average.
Yeah. But like, it was just a lot of unearned feelings watching that movie, you know? You're expecting a big payoff, especially for Paul Rudd's arc. You're expecting that to be a huge moment. And first of all, you couldn't even hear the words come out of the little girl's mouth because there was just the score and the cheering and the stuff like that. It was just like, oh, I didn't hear it. And then they mentioned it again. And it was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, just a whole lot of things unearned in the movie.
Yeah. If I had to give a score out of 10 for this, I'd probably go
4.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to go neatly in the middle. I'm going to go 5 here. I think, yeah, entertaining. Like I said before, shout out to my screening for it. Having the biggest Ghostbusters fan of all time right beside me started to really annoy me by the end of the movie. Just the ground would crack with ice, dude, and he's like, oh my god, and like,
oh yeah, not those people.
Yeah, and just like constantly, and like just like there'd be this broken wall and you're just like, oh my god, like no way. And I'm like, wow, this is not Avengers Endgame, my guy. You gotta relax, it's okay, just watch and see how it all develops. But it doesn't develop. That's That's the summarization of this review. But that is going to do it for us on today's review. Well, our only review for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Have you guys seen it yet? It does come out this weekend. If you have seen it, let us know your thoughts down below. Comments down below. If you have not seen it either, and just let us know if you will or not, and we will advise you accordingly. Otherwise, if you guys did like hearing from us, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, like the video, do all that stuff, follow us on your favorite podcast platform, which you might be hearing this from as well. So yeah, we'll end things there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We'll catch you next time. Keep bringing the hype. Peace.
See ya.